Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Previously on Roll Britannia, the two remaining guards look at each other, one of them covered in the insides of their fallen comrades.
We're just trying to help.
They give each other a fairly knowing look, and with that, they run.
Well, that went about as well as expected.
Let's raid their hut.
So as you walk up the driveway to the governor's house,
covered in blood and gore,
the library bookshelf swings forward.
That's what I was looking for.
The coconuts of low-budget travel.
I'd like to take the brasserie.
The ring of magical bureaucracy.
We'll pick up the cereal box.
With a loud clatter, a small iron key also drops onto the floor. You see more rows of wine than the half-orc is able to count.
It's too good. This day's been too good.
How many bottles do you take?
8.
Your wine is worth 1,060 gold pieces.
I'm just going to have an unleashed rage room session with bottles of wine in anger at losing my sheriff's badge.
Kef just stands there agape.
How much did I just smash?
37,000 gold's worth of wine.
I'd like to look through the diary there.
I've made the deal. It took a long time to decide, but the only way it will work is if I do as he says.
What's the key for?
It's about a year ago. He started spending a lot more time at the fort.
Three angels swing around the corner and approach you all. The vision before you seems a little different. What was soft and beautiful, morphing before your eyes, stands three angry half-demons. And roll initiative. All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action.
Oh, for God's sake.
Be better at D&D.
12.
Be better at D&D.
9.
Wait, did you just say 9?
Yes.
Yes! I got 10.
11.
Oh.
So I was the best with 12.
Big roller.
Oh my goodness. Wow, okay.
Oh dear.
Have we got a 9, 10, 11, and a 12?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
James has got, and the Dungeon Master's got a nat 20, and we all die.
So.
If we're going to do it, we're going to do it together.
Well, if you know what, guys, if we're going to die, we should do it loving angels instead.
Oh, dear.
Through it all, Maurus offered me protection. But the cleric...
No, he didn't. No, he absolutely did not.
He should have offered me protection.
The first angel, who is now, as you can see clearly, and now you can actually describe what these creatures look like. It's the whatever enchantment was there that was portraying this image to your eyes is now broken, and you can see them as they are. These wild, tiefling women with brutal-looking armor and even more brutal-looking weapons. Standing before you, the first one calls out in a demonic voice and said, "You should have stayed in the town. We told you not to go there, and now you're going to come with us."
Are you taking us to the fort?
Might necessarily be a bad
shortcut. Thing.
I'm glad it's the same thought crossed all of our minds, by the way. It's like, well, fuck it then.
The first one spins round with a brutal-looking dagger and swings an attack at Keth.
And great.
Rolls a 23 to hit.
What? Oh, okay, yeah. 16 yeah. is my armor class.
Yeah, that's going to hit you then. Okay. 4 piercing damage. And as a bonus action, swings round with another dagger.
Oh, yeah.
And does another 4 piercing damage.
Oh, yeah. Massive. Business. Down to 18.
Okay. And up next is Keth.
I'm tempted to roll initiative for our Bill.
Oh, yeah. Is Bill going to be taking part? Roll initiative then.
Oh, he is now.
Yep.
Oh, 16, Bill. Good
poor
boy.
Bugger. He's
a good boy.
Successful hit.
Okay.
Now you're going to set him on demons.
Demons. They've just battered his dad.
Do not offer a peace treaty.
So it's actually Bill Snakespear's go before yours then.
Yes, it is.
What's Bill going to do?
I'm going to, after taking that massive hit, then I'm going to whip Bill out like a card. Off it goes straight at the neck of the tiefling in front of me.
Okay, roll to hit.
Oh, that's not great. It's 10.
No. Bill Snakespear flies straight past the face of the tiefling woman
it's
in front
close.
Of him.
It's too close. It's too close.
And next is Derek.
I would like to... Let's go with Banger.
Okay.
Which I believe is turning to the page that I have it on. Is a really good weapon that is like really, really cool and does a bunch of stuff that I will tell you about right now. As an action, I can make a number of attacks, equal to my proficiency modifier, which is proficiency bonus, which is 2, and they're 1d6 each. So I would like to shoot at the closest one to us twice.
Okay, roll to hit.
So damage was out without ability modifiers, but the to hit is with.
Yep.
To
hit is with.
So
yep.
That would be a 16.
16 hits.
And a 9.
9 does not hit.
So that's 4 points of damage.
Okay, so is that your turn done?
Yeah, so sort of how close are they to us?
One of them is definitely within melee range of you, and the other two are not.
I would like to use my bonus action to disengage and move 25 feet away from them.
Cool. Next is Maurus. Will Maurus dare use magic?
This is why I was saving the spells. I'm going to Sacred Flame the bitches.
Do it.
Bitches.
Do it.
Go on, then.
It says casting time, 1 action. Range is 60 feet. Duration, instantaneous. Flame-like radiance descends on a creature that you can see within range. Target must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 1d8 radiant damage.
Okay, what's your spell save, then?
12.
That's a 19.
Fuck.
Do they take no damage on a successful save? Or do they take half damage on a successful?
Just says the target must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 1d8 damage.
So none then. Damage. Okay. So are you none. Moving at all or?
I will dodge my ass at least 25 foot back.
I mean, just so you know, you're in melee range of one of the angels. So if you move, you'll provoke an attack of opportunity.
Then I will stay put.
Okay, fine. Jeff?
Yo. So, I apparently, because of me shades on, I've got advantage on all creatures within 10 feet of me. And they have disadvantage on all deception checks, which is probably going to be irrelevant at this point. But I think the advantage on all creatures within 10 feet of me is probably quite key. If I'm planning to attack.
I mean, that is on deception.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Quickly lie to them.
Have you not been using your advantage with deception?
No.
Oh dear.
No.
Oh well.
not to my advantage anyway. Right, okay. Yeah, well, everyone else is doing it. I want to run away.
Okay, so you're going to disengage
I don't like
and run away.
This. Yeah, this is all just been a really bad day.
Okay.
You are having a bad time of it.
Okay. Just next up is one of the angels. They roll 70. Oh, hold on. Why am I wrong?
Sorry, when was Mike? When was Keth?
Oh, you missed your go, didn't you?
After William Snakespeare.
Yeah, you were supposed to go after William Snakespeare.
I thought it was like.
I'd like to apologise for that. How about Keth? You go now.
Okay, so I have one thing on here.
I'm
going
to put you in there.
Something called Reactions of Giant Killer.
Okay.
So you said the creature's getting larger and larger. So in a larger creature you can see within 5 feet of you, hits or misses with an attack, you can use your reaction to attack that creature immediately afterwards.
They are effectively the same size class as you.
Okay, cool. Fine.
They're
that
just
case,
big.
Because they're super close within melee range, I'll go that is big. I'm going to cast a spell. I'm going to do a Maoros and cast a spell, which is the Hunter's Mark.
Okay, surely do it. Surely so doing a Maoros would be to not cast
mark.
That's
it
would,
true.
Yeah.
But then realise later that you could have cast a spell.
So I mark a creature with my spell of Hunter's Mark, and I get an extra 1d6 worth of damage.
Okay.
On said creature, but because it's so close, I'm going to swing my battle axe. So swing, roll to hit, which is an 11 all in.
And doesn't hit. So you whiff through the air with your battle axe.
No point even rolling the rest.
Unfortunately, you whiff through. And the next angel, who's standing slightly further back, takes aim at Maoros, who tried to cast Sacred Flame. Well, I don't imagine that's going to do it, but I'll ask anyway. Does 9 hit?
No. No.
Yes. Fires an Eldritch Blast clean over your head, thoroughly underestimating how small you are. And the next one takes aim at Keth this time, and this time rolls at... Oh, God. 23 to hit. I suspect that hits. Yep.
Yes, it does.
And hits you for 7 force damage.
Down to 11.
Back at the top of the order, we've got the first angel, who's within melee range of Maoros.
Yay.
This one takes another two swings with their... takes another swing with their dagger, rolls an 11. Not going to hit.
No.
And as a bonus action, swings again. Oh, and I don't imagine a 9's going to do it then either.
No.
What is going on? I'm getting battered.
And the last guy we saw run from these guys.
Maoros, you slippery mother.
Did not end well either.
And
where's your invisibility spell, Maoros? Quick.
I'm going to pop my smoke grenade.
That makes it Bill Snakespear's turn.
Oh, still flitting about.
Yep.
Okay. Bill is pissed at missing the first time round. Here we go. To roll to hit.
Okay.
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on. Give me
that. That is a 5.
That's not going to do it. I'll be honest with you.
No. No, it's not.
So, at that very moment, as the next, I think, Derek, you were up next, and you're just out of range now, and you turn to see these angels bearing down on Keth and Maurus. And just as you see that, you see another figure. And this figure comes leaping down from a nearby building and slashes the angel nearest to Derek, nearest to Maurus, rather, with 19 damage, carving a big slash through from collarbone to navel. And for a moment, there is stillness as Yennefer pulls off a superhero landing amidst all three angels. Then, with a scream of fury, the newly wounded angel, in one fluid movement, summons a gargantuan scythe from the air and swings it at waist height at Yennefer. Then, in something like bullet time, we, the audience, see Yennefer leap and twist as the blade flies underneath her, and we see the razor-sharp blade shear off just a sliver of cloth from her robes. And the camera whip pans out and spins, and we see Yennefer drawing her pistol and firing off two rounds at the other two angels, hitting both centre mass. Then, in turn, they lunge towards the drow figure, drawing a jagged sword and a ferocious-looking polearm, respectively. As Yennefer lands, she holsters her pistol and in one movement stands whilst drawing her katana. This slender blade leaves a faint but observable trail of dark sparks as it moves through the air, and trailing these sparks, Yennefer steps towards one of the angels, parrying aside the polearm and turning 180 to present the blade. As the angel continues on its trajectory, the sound of the blade passing through metal and flesh is followed by a scream of pain and rage as Yennefer leaps backwards, wrapping her legs around the neck of the new angel Kebab, and spinning under her own momentum throws the angel off balance, and they both come crashing down. The other two angels, now bearing down on her, raise not weapons, but dark fire in their hands, and again the scene pauses. And here we see a sort of Michael Bay-esque camera tracking around Yennefer as she slowly stands and withdraws her sword from the fallen angel. The two remaining angels were positioned in front of and behind her, are both charging a spell, and then, with a flash of blinding darkness, they both cast their spells at the figure standing between them. You shield your eyes from the brightest non-light you've ever seen, and when your vision returns, you expect to see a smouldering pile where your dark elf acquaintance once stood, but instead, you see nothing but the charred remains of three angels, and a strange rippling effect on the ground between them, which even as you watch, turns still. Then, from behind you, you hear Yennefer's voice say, "What the hell have you four been doing?"
Well, so much for angel delight. Holy smokes.
What on earth just happened there?
I've never felt so inadequate.
You're telling me.
She's, Everyone's a lot more skilled than us, aren't they?
Seems like
it. Seems to be happening.
Yeah, I bet she can find traps like nobody's business.
I bet she's a better shot than me.
She doesn't fall on her face and bludgeon herself constantly.
Yep.
Where have you guys been?
All over the shop.
Everywhere.
The guards came running into town, shouting about some people, attacking them, and it had to be you. Where have you been? What have you been
what
doing?
What in our past history suggests that we would do something like that?
We've got a name for ourselves here, lads.
I'm a goblin motivational speaker. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're new to the island. No one else has done this so far, so it must be you.
Well, it was, in all honesty, it was more of an accident. We were just wandering, and then they said, no, we don't like that. So we just wanted to have a look around, and they kept saying we couldn't go places.
Roll deception.
Fuck.
Don't have your badge anymore.
If you're going to lie to people, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, I've got to stop lying to people. I thought that's what we did. We did wander around. We just wanted to look for stuff, and then they said no, so we killed them. But perception, I got a 3 plus 2.
I like how that's a justification.
Yeah, I've got 5 total.
Yeah, she did not believe you at all. She says, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're doing here. But we need to talk. Come with me.
Okay.
Well,
where are we going?
She leads you guys off back towards the town and down a few alleyways, a few twists and turns around some of these very sort of nautical flotsam built houses, through some dark twists and turns until you get to a very shady looking building. And she says, in here, and taps the door to this property with one of the stiletto knives she has.
And she taps is it like a...
The door swings
like
open.
Like a bit of a thieves' camp type thing. Would I recognise it?
Is it a secret tap?
It's a secret tap, yeah. It's not just a knock. There's some sort of pattern to it. And the door swings open.
Mm.
You going in? What?
Well, I don't want to end up like them angels, so I'm all yours, and I'll start walking inside.
Yeah, let's go in.
Okay, as you step inside, you see a pretty standard-looking room. There's a cot in one corner, like a sort of temporary bed type thing, a sort of stove, a rough table with one chair. It's just pretty standard, not particularly well furnished, not particularly badly furnished, just pretty sort of basic living. The sort of place that serves all the functional needs of a person to survive, but isn't a place of sort
it's
of
like
comfort.
Set,
you wouldn't
basically.
Go there to relax, but you would go there to potentially... Yeah, essentially it's a yep. student yep. flat. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to describe to you, with fewer posters on the wall.
Well, you're not allowed to put posters on the wall, so...
Well, there is that. You know, when did that ever stop students? And she comes in behind you all and shuts the door. And she says, putting her stiletto knife back in its hidden sheath, she turns to you all and she says, we need to talk. Who are you? What are you doing
We can
here?
Ask you the same question. I mean, you just single-handedly took care of some pretty scary women. I'm not going to lie. So... Maybe you should tell us a little bit about how you've come to gather such skills.
While they're just discussing this, I'm going to very cautiously open up the my water skin that has that quok healing tea because I got battered by myself quite badly. So I'm just going to quickly, while they're just chatting away, regain some hit points if that's possible. I've lost 7. Do I just gain 7 back from the tea, or do I need to roll something for this, DM?
Roll 1d10 for me.
1d10. Ooh, a new
This isn't 10 very often.
No, that's a new one. Here we go. We have got a 6. So nearly at full health.
Now you get 6 hit points back.
Boom, boom, shake the room.
Well done.
Thank you. Continue, sorry.
Yennefer says, she says, well, I came here many, many months ago with my best friend in the world from the Underdark, Z. And we came here looking for a new life together. And we liked it here. It was nice. I'd spent many years working as a guard in the Underdark. And that's where I honed my skills. But we wanted something out. We wanted to live away from all the stress and the anger. So we found our way here, and we heard about the gated community.
Were you fleeing from the Empire, were you?
No. The Empire has no reach in the Underdark. The Underdark is, well, it's where my people come from.
So you came looking for the gated community, but I don't see your friend here anywhere.
Well, here's the thing. She won her way in, and... That was the last I heard of her. Well, that's not entirely true. But before I tell you, I need to ask you a question.
Go on.
And it's very important that you tell me the truth. Do you remember Declan?
A little bit, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
The guy from the bar, from Nancy's.
You do?
Yeah, he vanished. He completely vanished.
So how long have you been here?
How long have we been here? Feels like just over a day, maybe.
Maybe 2.
Not even a day. We've not even a day because we haven't heard from Nancy yet, lads.
That's true.
And it was Yeah, last time we spoke to Nancy, it was three hours to the
draw. It feels like we've been here for bloody ages. But the sun still hasn't gone down.
It's your conversation, Derek.
It's almost like you've been here for like seven episodes. It's almost like you've been here since June.
It feels like the person who sent us on this quest was not expecting it to take this long.
We feel slightly in trouble, if anything, and we don't know why.
We're going to go to report to Captain Timbers' son at this point.
He's an old man.
Oh, yes, I remember you. I sent you to that island many years ago.
Is his beard now pink because it's like lightly tinged with white from his red beard?
Yes, yeah.
Beautiful.
Anyway, she quickly glances at a pocket watch she has.
Very and snazzy.
Then she says to you all, you should probably see this. And she goes over to the window and pulls back the window coverings there. And she says, look down there. And you see a group of just people from the island. They're all sat around listening to the radio. And she said, and she looks at her watch again. She says, keep watching. 3, 2, 1. And in that moment, a flash of darkness erupts from that radio and from every direction you can see.
Don't like it.
Except it doesn't fill the room you're in. Instead, a strange purple glow crosses the window as this wave of darkness surges towards the building. And then it's gone. And instead, you see the sun that was heading towards setting, racing towards the horizon.
It's a ground
basically
bombing.
Falls from the sky and spins downwards as the moon then rises and races across the sky before the sun again begins to rise, and slowly it rises and comes to a halt. And Yennefer looks at her watch again and she says, 3, 2, 1. And you hear in the distance, you hear the unmistakable sound of Balon Park Tree's show starting up.
It's Marty! Groundhog.
Oh,
how long have we been here?
This explains a lot.
This
it's
is
not
like
our fault. Also, it's the island.
But also explains nothing at all.
Okay. What stopped? What was that purple shield or something that stopped the darkness getting in? What was that?
Yeah. Why are we protected in here?
This is our safe place. Me and Z, we put this place together, and as my mother always taught me, to ward off magical interference, we placed wards around the room, and she indicates some scrolls above the doorframe and above the windows. These are here to protect us from all magical interference.
So if you're protected from the magical interference, how come your friend, quote-unquote, won?
This was a long time ago. She won her way into the gated community, and the idea was that she would invite me to live with her, and we would live there together and in luxury. But after she won, I didn't hear from her for a long time. Until eventually I got a message. It was gargled and it was broken and distorted, but I managed to pick out 4 words. And then she pulls out another device from her pocket. And she says, this is a phase time. It allows you to communicate with other phase time users. And I got a message, a very distorted image of her. And she said 4 words. She said, portal, prison, slaves, empire. And then the connection went dead.
I don't know about you, lads, but I don't like the sound of any of those.
Not at all.
No.
Hey guys, it's James. You may know me as the Dungeon Master from this podcast. Just a quick pause for a few quick messages and then we'll be right back to the action. As always, I want to thank you for choosing to listen to Roll Britannia. We know there's lots of choice out there for D&D podcasts, but we hope that you enjoy listening to ours. We absolutely love making them, and what better way for you to show us that you're enjoying the show than heading over to Apple Podcasts and hitting that subscribe button so you never miss a new episode, and rating us 5 stars at the same time? Mm-hmm. When you rate us, it not only makes us feel good, like in our tummies, but it also helps other fans like you find our podcast, which has to be a good thing, right? If you're not an Apple user and you're listening on Spotify or one of the many places to find podcasts, I literally didn't know there were so many before we even started this, then please just make sure you hit subscribe so you stay up to date with all the episodes as well. And tell your friends about the show. Tell someone who you think might be into this kind of nonsense. We don't pay for any advertising. It's entirely through word of mouth and our relentless social media that we find amazing listeners like you. Did you know you can also find us on Facebook by searching Roll Britannia Podcast, on Twitter at Roll Britannia, and on Instagram at roll.britannia, where you can see extra content from the shows and send us a message, ask us questions, and let us know what you think about the show. Anyway, thanks again for listening. Let's get back into it.
We've been told that winning entrance to the gated community or the fort or winning the radio show is entirely random, but doesn't seem that way. It seems like a way of taking people. Yeah, that...
Yes.
Just quickly. Right, I'm going to hold my hands up here. You've been really quite decent to us now. You've seemingly shown us there's some secret on this island. So I'm gonna hold my hands up and say, I'll be honest, I'm Jeff Silverbow. Nice to meet you. A little bit confused about why I'm here. Young lad, taken along on a bit of a journey. I'm here now. We're looking to try and find a magical item or some kind of strange item on this island. And so far, when we were outside the gated community, we visited it to try and get in ourselves. We have pretty good knowledge that there's lots of houses, but no one there. And when I mentioned that it was potentially like not a real thing, we got attacked. So don't know if that information might help or mean anything to you, but just trying to make amends for my earlier transgressions. Sorry. Good to meet you. Thanks for everything so far.
That's very honest of you. The way I've seen things is that there's definitely something not right. And as far as I can tell, it has everything to do with the governor and with Balon Parktree. As you've just seen, when the Parktree show ends, the world revolves and time changes. And then in the blink of an eye, the Balon Parktree show starts again. And the whole day continues.
Has anybody ever actually seen this Balon Parktree in person?
Well, I haven't. I don't know if anyone else has, but everyone I know has just spoken of him as though he's this voice in the radio.
So that could be the governor putting on a funny accent.
It all sounds very, very suspicious.
The only thing that I've managed to determine is that this energy that is released at the end of the show, it doesn't just change time, but it also, exposure to it makes you susceptible to certain magics that the angels possess. The reason that you have obviously not been affected by it is you haven't been here and exposed to that magic yet. I stay in here.
When your friend won the competition, did the angels come and take her, or did she just disappear?
She went to the fort. The angels greeted her and they went inside, and that was the last I saw of her.
So it all seemed pretty kosher when you went to the fort the first time. You saw her off, she was happy, everything was fine,
yeah.
There was no mean angels.
No, okay. It all
like
seemed good. We were excited about our new house.
You she seemed to go to herself. The fort since? Should we go to the fort?
I've tried.
Yennefer?
Yes?
Have you met a giant turtle?
No.
Have you met a normal size?
We've got some information for you. We can help each other here.
What's this giant turtle?
Dark elf or not?
Where is he?
He's in the woods near the gated community.
I did try to get into the gated community once. I worked on this spell. I call it the gate. I found it in this book that I brought from the Underdark, and I've been working on it to try and find a way in, and I did even try it. Well, the problem with the spell, the limitation that I have encountered, and I don't know if you know a way around this, but the problem I've encountered is I have to know the place I'm going to. I have to know exactly what place it is, what it looks like, what it feels like. I have to have been to that place. And my issue is that I've never been to the gate community. I tried going to the gate and looking through and trying to open a gate to that place, but the connection wouldn't take.
Did you try throwing a stick over the wall?
Do you know, I didn't. I didn't try throwing a stick.
Did you try that?
Did you try flying on a magical broom over it?
Well, that's what I was thinking about. We did fly over it with a magical broom, and it was sort of gone in a split second. So we were over the other side. So either it's got some kind of heavy, heavy shielding from the top as well, so we can't see it, or it's not really there.
It's just not there at all. Maybe the greater community is the prison.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. Ooh.
Maybe there's a portal to the prison. Maybe that's what she meant by portal.
And some a sort portal, of empire.
You get portaled into the prison, like, and you become portals. A slave for the
exactly.
empire.
Maybe
that's got to be what it means.
Maybe that's why they're
on the first attempt. We guess people. It, of course.
Well, sounds about right to me. Mystery solved.
Yeah, boom. Next, come on, gang, back to the mystery machine.
Take the mask off the guard now. Oh,
it was Yennefer all along.
And I would have got away with it too if it weren't for you pesky halfling, child, dwarf, and half orc.
Really? Your dumb ghost octopus.
He's Scrappy.
Bill Snakespeare could be Scooby Doo.
Yeah. No, Bill Snakespeare is Scrappy Doo. Scrappy Doo, because he always gets him into shit. Yeah,
very true.
He just gets him into problems and can't do anything, really.
So, Yennefer, you came here several months ago.
Yeah.
I would like to bring out the diary that we found in the governor's mansion.
Glad you go into this.
We look through the governor's house. It seems like it's deserted, but not in a hurry. This diary mentions stuff happening, like making a deal about a year ago. And I give her the diary and I ask her, like, anything in there ring any bells to you? Might illuminate the situation.
So she has a little flick through the diary and she tells you that her friend Z disappeared before the governor stopped coming home.
So before that year, because something happened a year ago and he said I had to make the deal, I had to do it. So it happened, Z disappeared before then.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
I think there's got to be some link between the governor and Balon Partree, as in, like, they might be the same person, because that show turned up at the same time as the governor disappeared into the fort where the where the radio show is being presented from. Whoops, a bit meta.
The secret is, I'm Balon Partree.
Balon Partree seems like some sort of otherworldly pseudonym, right? Yeah,
pseudonym. Balon Partree is a evil version of RDM.
Smell my cheese, you mothers. Who's the greatest lord of the flies, Jurassic of the Park. Dance, or of the rings?
So, Yennefer, should we agree to disagree to agree to go and help find your friend Z?
He's working on some poetry.
He's a rapper.
That or a stroke, I don't know.
Well, so why is it that we're the only people that can recognise that, you know, remember this Declan fella disappeared? Is it because we're new here?
The only thing I can think of is that you haven't been exposed to, well, effectively, the end of the show. The same way I haven't been, because... Oh, I'm in here.
We were here.
How long until the next end of show?
Well,
should we call Nancy? See if she's still there.
I'd like to speak into the...
Wow.
What's the reception like in here for Sturge?
Hang on, will she even have a phone of Starfeech? Put my teeth back in. A stone of fast speech? Because we gave it to her like at the beginning of the day, so...
Maybe she doesn't have it anymore.
Try her. Give her a call, Derek.
Hello.
And your pocket rings.
Hello.
Hello, my lovely.
Oh, it's on vibrate. Oh.
This is Nancy, isn't it?
Of course it is. It's the person you gave the stone to.
Oh, so you remember that. What's my name? Just out of interest.
I'm not sure. You gave many names, but I think it's Derek.
Thanks, love. I've just had a bit of crisis of identity, and then I hang up, like, immediately without saying goodbye.
Someone's stolen my identity. Could you remind me who I am?
I need it back.
What if that happened? Identity theft was actually stealing your own name. I don't know who I am.
Nancy, what's my mother's maiden name?
Tom, never mind.
That's called amnesia, Tom.
No, I'm just going to write that in some notes.
One and the same.
So she's still got the stone. Like, I'll call her back in a second if we come to a consensus on what we want to ask her, but she's still got the stone. She still remembers what happened.
Should we ask her if she remembers Declan?
Nancy, you've never met a fella called Declan, have you?
Don't think so, my lovely. Is he a friend of yours?
You're just putting the phone symbol up. Yeah, I'm on the phone now. Yeah, this is it.
Viewers at home, he has an actual hand phone.
Yeah, more of a brief acquaintance. It doesn't seem like a very memorable fella, so...
Must not be, my lovely. I don't remember him myself.
Nancy, do you remember who won the competition yesterday on... Baylon Parktree's show?
I don't, you know.
Do you remember what
how silly of me.
Do you remember what his signing off line was? Or the last feature, or the last song that was played?
Oh, yes. He says the same thing every day. He says, "Stay classy, Falkrun Bay."
Of course he does.
Oh.
The fort's going to smell like rich mahogany. Oh.
Your mouth is broken.
It really is.
It's the loss of his badge.
You need some new teeth. You need to get some new false teeth.
New teeth, new dyes, go.
New badge.
Oh. Unique New York. Unique New York. The human.
You're going to meet him and he's going, "I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of a big deal."
Am I still on the phone with that?
The hand phone is still there.
How are you doing, love?
I'm grand, thank you. You popping in today?
Maybe, if we can. If we might swing by later. Not so sure at the moment.
I got a lovely new cranberry juice in for you.
Oh.
Ask her when happy hour is. Ask her when happy hour is.
When's happy hour? Might come by then.
It's 5 till 6, my lovely.
What time is it now, Nancy?
Nancy, Jeff wants to talk to you.
What time is it now, Nancy?
You need to take the phone. You need to take the phone, otherwise you can't hear you.
For the viewers at home, a hand phone has been passed. Down to Jeff.
Sorry. I'm going to put it on loudspeaker. Nancy?
Yes, my lovely?
What time is it? This is so bad.
It's 5 past 9, my lovely. Just
thanks,
after
Nancy. Derek, I don't want to hold this anymore. I'm going to pass it back to you. It's still a loudspeaker, but you can have it back.
Love you, Nancy. Bye. Oh, you snack up straight away.
What is happening?
At least they're not doing that thing where they other people walk around with their stones of fast speech just in the street on loudspeaker, so everybody can hear
playing their music off their stone of fast speech.
Playing their music.
Yennefer's kind of looking at you very quizzically, just going, "What?
Look, this is basically what we've been doing for the past day. No wonder we haven't made any bloody progress."
Well, look,
it's been too much joy.
Lads, it seems like, and lass, it seems like, you know, the other place with answers is going to be the fort.
Do you know a way in?
Yes. Goblins, yeah, mines. Man. Remember those guys?
We can go in the mines because I paid 500 quid for us to go in the secret entrance to the bloody mines.
No, you didn't. You paid 4 because my motivation was peaking.
Sorry.
Jeff, check your pockets.
Good shout, Ken.
Do you have your money back? Do we still have the wine?
No. No, still got no money.
But so
have we got any wine?
The reset doesn't affect, like, tangible items, but it just affects the people.
I've got broken bottles of wine. I fell on my back. So
is this badge still broken? I would have
imagined smash. Yeah, my badge is still broken. Thanks for reminding me that.
I wonder what that dripping noise was. It was your tears.
You've got a bit of a tally of smashed wine. I've had a few tweets over the last week of just shocked face of just how much value of wine you smashed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you lose a badge, you got to smash some wine.
I've seen that on somebody's wall.
A mantra for life.
Yeah.
One of those motivational posters, isn't it?
It is.
So
just with the sheriff's badge in the background.
Successive made of cans, not cannots.
Keep calm.
When you
smash wine.
Break a badge, you have to smash some wine. Yeah.
Live, laugh, smash a bunch of wine.
Eat, pray, smash.
Break your badge, smash a bunch of wine.
Yeah, there you go.
Yennefer, you've never actually...
So we could go to the mine.
You've never actually been inside the fort, then you don't...
I've tried to get in several times, but I cannot find a way in. Why do you think I've been looking for the fugitives so much?
Right.
How many people have you seen disappear while you've been here? Is it one a day?
About that, yeah.
Why don't we all just team together?
I think we're out of options.
Yeah.
Into the mines.
Should we pool our resources, Yennefer? Let's do this together, try and figure out how to either get...
Well, if you take me with you, I can... As you've seen, I can be...
Pretty useful.
Pretty handy in a fight.
Yeah, that was some pretty slick moves.
I suppose.
Kef?
I guess.
All good?
Yes, she was. Yes, she was very good. You're very, very good.
You seem to have won him over.
Look, before you go, I'm gonna give you this in case we get separated. And she hands you a small, sort of compact mirror type thing.
Oh, it's a FaceTime.
And she says, "This is a FaceTime mirror. If you open this up and say my name, we'll connect together and we'll be able to see through each other's mirrors." If you show me somewhere inside that fort, wherever I am, I will be able to open a portal to you and likewise you to me.
That's amazing. That is some sick tech right there. Sorry, magic tech right there.
Why aren't you like the protagonist of the story then?
Why do you think she's here?
Because she's Iron Man and we're not in that film at the moment. They're just a cameo. Here's some cool stuff to help you on your mission.
There's a whole nother podcast for her.
We are actually the NPCs.
Ooh, yeah.
This is the real story. It's Yennefer's story. We're just setting it up. We're sacked.
The cameraman's at the wrong angle.
It's just going to be James on his own, just doing six or seven different voices. No, you did. No, you did.
The impressive thing is that that's what it's been so far.
But is the podcast a Punch and Judy show now, Tom?
Yes. Again, for the viewers, I actually started to
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Yeah, left to right, you know that thing.
Before we go to the mines and the fort, is it worth swinging by the Tortles joint again?
What's your plan, Malrus?
The place that you are at the moment, you understand to be somewhere in the town on the island.
Oh.
Quartz is to the north end of the island in the jungle.
Yes, we'll be going all the way back.
Because as we know, jungle is massive.
It's wicked. Out of curiosity, can we not
Three
use...
3 hours so she, he's been waiting
Yennefer,
for that.
You can teleport, right? You can teleport if you can think...
I can create a portal, yeah.
So basically, can we not use Yennefer, if you don't mind, as a little bit of like a shuttle run? Because if we say Yennefer, if you go to say somewhere we want to go that you've been, so like Nancy's or the beach or somewhere like that, she can teleport herself there. We can then look. She can then look into the thingy and, oh no, we can only bring her to us, not vice versa. Oh no, she can get us to her, can't she? So we can. She can open a portal and we can all go there nice and quickly. Suddenly, boom! By the entrance to the mines.
You could. I mean, I don't know if you know much about how spells work in D&D, but it's not like an infinite supply.
If we look into this mirror, can we think of Quat's place and teleport ourselves to Quat's place?
The mirror isn't a teleport device.
It has to be. It has to be from one mirror to another.
No, the mirror is just a phone. Right. The mirror is just it's like an iPhone on video chat. And then, so we can go look at this place. Then she can then see it and open a portal to that location. Okay. She's the one creating the portal. It's just a video phone.
Got it.
So, okay. All right.
I think.
So you've never.
See, Jeff gets
you've
it.
Never been to.
I think we're going to break the game. We're going to break the game again. I know this. All this, we're looking into loopholes to see James going, no, No. It's not going to be like that.
The boat. She's not been to Quat's place. I don't think she's met him.
Nope. No, so she went
so
and
that
had to
would
get there.
Mean, and by the way, from what she said, guards seem like they're on high alert. So if we tried like across the island, essentially like, you know, we're going diagonally across to the opposite side, then we might encounter more angels, more guards.
Mm. I reckon we just go mine.
Mines it is.
If she can get us to, she could get us to the beach by Nancy's, which is basically right next to the mines, couldn't she? Because she's been there. That's where we first saw her.
We go to the mines. She goes to Quartz, asks whatever questions you want asked, teleports. No, no.
In fairness, we could say that she could go off on, if we're going to go and do her a favour, basically go and try to get into the fort, she can just get us to the mine and then we can try and find a way into the fort that way. And then she could go off to Quartz. And then if we suddenly need it, she could get us the hell out of Dodge back to Quartz to heal up.
I'm happy with that.
See if,
not Yennefer, sure how, if that's how things work.
Guys, are we going?
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a plan if you're on board, Yennefer. So that's it. The plan that we've just... We would like you to teleport us to... If it's okay, if you've got enough spell slots. Teleport us to the beach, to the mines. We'll then go off into the fort through a little secret entrance that we've known about, and then let you know about that when we're there. You go off to Quat, which will give you a point on the map or the jungle that you can go to, because he's got some really cool tea, which could be really useful, and he could answer quite a lot of your questions, potentially. When you're there, give us a bell. We can then come back, and we'll let you, probably at the same time, we'll have the fort entrance to you, so we can do a bit of a swapsies. We'll go to Quat and heal up. You're in the fort. Boom, boom, boom. Everyone's a winner. Happy?
I'm happy.
That could work.
The only concern I have with that is that Yennefer's proven pretty okay at fighting. Wouldn't it be good?
I'll give her some bloody credit.
Fine. She's pretty handy, all right? She'd be handy to have with us against horrible half-demons. I would rather have her with us than drinking tea with Blastoise.
She could always, like...
drinking
if we
tea
do
with
need
Blastoise.
Are we...
If we do need her, we just open the thing. She comes to us. Bish, bash, bosh.
It's a good escape route. It's a good exfiltration route. I'll give you that.
Right. That sounds like a half-baked...
Let's go, guys.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Right. 10 minutes later.
Sounds like a half-baked plan, which is as good as we're going to get.
So you all head outside and close the door behind you. And as you turn into the next street, ahead of you are not three, but...
Oh, double roll.
God, so many. So many.
Four roll. Oh, God.
43 angels filling the street ahead of you.
But they're all looking the other way?
Oh, no.
They're all the really nice angels?
They're shopping?
They currently look like nice angels, but a small platoon arranged, all facing your direction, all wearing the same clothes, is never a promising sign.
No.
Especially when the last three of them you saw all turned into demons.
Mm. Are we the fugitives?
Have they seen
Yennefer,
us?
Quick portal.
As Geth starts to gets that smoke grenade ready.
Reaching for my guns.
Batman,
can I just put my hand on the smoke grenade, just start lowering it and go, what the fuck do you think you're going to do with that?
She turns to you and she says, I can get out of this. You four, get to the mines. And in one fluid motion, she casts two spells.
Alras, take note.
Ahead of her, she casts a magical darkness, and immediately underneath you, the floor vanishes, and you all fall. And I'd like you all to throw a dexterity saving throw, please. Or acrobatics. Let's go. Well, yeah, do acrobatics. Why not?
Oof.
So it's a d20, 17. Saving throw modifier, plus one.
Yeah, I would say saving throw.
Save,
yeah.
Save. Oh, that's better actually for me. Still not good though.
17, yeah. 18. So it's the saving throw modifier eight. And the skill plus.
Plus two.
No, it's just saving. It would just be the dex save.
Right, okay. So the acrobatics thing is
17.
So it's 18.
Oh, that's handy. confident. That's a nice 18.
Oh, we've done well, guys.
Mine was an 8, so... Mm-hmm.
Eight? Yeah. So nice it's a very weird experience for all of you because you all fall, you know, in the typical way that gravity does, downwards, and you fall through a portal that was opened underneath you. But as you fall, you find yourself switching from a sort of vertical direction to a horizontal one without really turning. And three of you manage to style it out and do a small sort of roll and land. Derek, you fall on your ass.
How much damage do
and
I
you take? Three embarrassment damage.
Embarrassment damage?
It's only embarrassment damage.
Ow. My cheeks flush. My beard's knocked askew.
Yep.
What
beard? Oh, no. The image I want you to picture is that you sort of a portal opens in midair and four of you come flying out of it horizontally and three of you sort of land in a sort of parkour kind of roll and look really stylish, whereas the dwarven among you just sort of skids to a halt on their ass.
Yeah.
Parkour.
Leaves a little trench in the sand, you know?
Yeah, like a crashing airplane.
Pretty much like Charlie's Angels finish.
Yeah. Three of you do. Jeff in the middle. Yep, that's the one.
In a very masculine way.
Yeah, I think... Where we all styled that one out, didn't we?
Where are we?
We look around. Are we in the mine?
You are all outside the old mines.
That was Sandy.
Good.
Maybe she came through for us.
I hope she's okay. She might be dead. We don't know yet.
Either way, she's sold on me. Look, she's saved us from the blast of thingy and then just gone, yeah, get the hell out of Dodge. There's 43... demon babies things with red coats on, so I'm going to kill them all. Right, so into the mines, lads.
So the door to the mines, is it like just the wooden door? What is it? What's it look like? The entrance.
The actual mine itself is sealed up.
We need the secret sealed entrance. Up.
But you did find. You did get told away into the mine.
Foreman's office in the floor under the desk.
Maurice, do you want to lead the way?
You seem to know where you're
going.
To
the foreman's office.
We've all had quite a lot of wine or something, it seems.
It's been a long less than a day.
You all head inside. Have any of you actually drunk the wine, by the way?
No.
I haven't.
No. I might have absorbed quite a lot all over me because
just through cuts in his hand.
You're wearing quite a lot of it. But
I think the fumes have been slowly, steadily getting this young boy drunk over the last few hours.
I've still got a flagon.
The blood
on
your
back.
Clothes was bad enough, but you did sort of get covered in quite a lot of claret as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to barter my wine with the goblin in Argus.
So,
for some gold. No, for the Wheels of Fortune. That's what I'm holding out my wine for that.
Interesting.
Okay.
So we head to the foreman's
office. So you're heading head to the foreman's office and you look underneath the desk and you find a little button which opens a hatch and a ladder leads down into the darkness.
I'll go.
I've got, I can see very well.
So can I.
I've already started climbing down.
Dark.
Okay.
We hop down.
Can you all roll an athletics check, please?
Oh, shit on it. Shit on it.
Who's going first?
I was
going
to go first. I've started climbing down, in my opinion, but I've got three.
I was second.
I've got four, and I've got minus one on athletics, so I've got three.
You've got a three?
I'm pretty sure I fall down this ladder, don't I?
Yep.
Cool. How much bludgeoning damage do I do to myself again?
Bucks.
You don't fall, but you do... You do sort of miss a step and drop down a few rungs, manage to catch yourself... you sort of scuff your, you sort of rip your outfit ever so slightly torn jeans now. So you look a little bit more badass.
Okay, cool.
But nice. you sort of skinned your knee a little bit on the way down. So you are bleeding a little
cars.
Bit.
What?
Yep. And
so I was next.
Yep.
And I got an
Can
eight?
I get out of the way from the bottom of the stairs eight. Before he starts falling on me?
With an eight, you're fine. You climb down the ladder. It's not that hard.
Oh, lucky.
I believe lucky I was Jeff. After Keth, and I also got a 3.
Okay. A 3. Yeah, you drop a
it
run.
Makes any difference as a 2 plus 1.
Oh.
Ooh, I know.
Yeah, you missed the same rung that Jeff missed, and you drop down a feet, a foot or two, and just managed to catch yourself. And
watch
you,
out, Derek.
You
it's
bruise
tricky,
your little
it?
Knees.
It's tricky.
It's slippery.
You give yourself a little bruise,
Maurus. Keep an eye out for that random rung.
Yeah. Be careful.
No, we'll do, don't worry.
You watch your Mary Poppins. This you'll know.
Wait. I'm gonna.
What do you mean you're gonna do? You're gonna climb downstairs.
Down there? Well, it's a mine, so probably.
Okay. All right then. I'm gonna cast light then.
Okay, so you're casting light on yourself.
Yes, I am. I'm going to glow.
What? For at least I think an you have to cast now. It on. I think it has to be an inanimate object, does it not?
Let me check. Just stand still.
It has to be an object.
Cast it on my marigold.
You could do your hat.
Yeah. Do you want it on your marigold?
I love a glowing
chuck
pink
it up.
Marigold. I'm still wearing it.
Glove. Chuck it up.
Okay.
I hold up my marigold on my hand.
Okay.
I've got to touch it though.
Okay.
Just chuck it up.
Chuck it up.
Yeah. Here.
What do I have to roll to catch?
Roll dexterity.
We're down there. Like.
Yeah, can't you just come down?
Like present danger. Yeah, we've just come down.
Maurus, what are you doing?
I'm not climbing down a dark
with my.
Well,
they're doing this with my dark vision. Can I check for traps?
Yeah, roll investigation.
Like, two of you have fallen down and took damage already.
Jeff, can you roll athletics to throw the marigold back
this
up?
This is terrible.
Back vertically up the hole.
Okay, this is 17. I've got a 1 because I've rolled a 2 and I've got -1 on athletics. I don't. I keep my marigold on.
So it just slaps you in your face. Right, okay. I'll just climb down. I rolled an 11 anyway.
You tried to throw it up, but you haven't actually taken it off your hand. You just sort of shove your arm upwards in the hope that it will fly off your hand.
Jeff's strength is weakness.
Ask me to do stuff with power or
I'm so glad that Yennefer had confidence in us to execute this mission properly.
So that doesn't happen.
Let's face it, with the way that Maurus has been with his spells, it wouldn't have gone any better if I'd got it to
him. I'll just climb down the stairs.
Okay, roll athletics then.
I rolled an 11.
11, yeah, you get down fine. So you're all at the bottom of the mine now.
Well done, Maurus. You've missed the step.
I got a 17 on my trap checking investigation.
You can't see any traps.
Okay. In a hushed tone, since we're being, you know, we're sneaking in. Who knows what's down here? It looks pretty clear up here, lads.
Are you going to cast light now, Maurus?
Oh wait, I'll hold off.
Okay. I'll hold off. For those of you that you can see, you're in a very dark passage, but it looks surprisingly finished for a mine. It's got, you know, a nicely finished walls, a proper stone floor. You can see that there are some brackets on the wall where you could put some torches. It looks like a sort of subterranean corridor, almost.
That's weird.
Because of the time jumping that we've got on this island, how's that affect Casper for me, DM? Because I can use him once a day. I've got things that happen once a day. Does that mean every time it blinks, it happens, it resets?
It's a new day.
Sound. Can I send Casper out? Mm. Casper, I got a little job
who's
for you, mate.
What on earth is he talking
he's
about?
Talking
I want to send
himself.
You down this. See
he
this
must
dark.
Have hit his head
see this
when
dark
he was climbing
tunnel.
Down that ladder.
Well, Daddy can't really see down this dark tunnel. Yeah. So if you can have a little wander, just keep wandering.
Why
and
is
tell
he talking
what you
to his hand?
As you go down there,
it's the marigold.
Go.
I'm going to have to hit him. I've got to hit him,
lads.
You know what?
I've got a bit of a plan.
I think the marigold's called Casper.
Oh, that's why he didn't want to give it up. You see.
Yeah.
Are you jealous because I've got a real pet and you've made your own imaginary?
It's like a little sock puppet.
I'm trying a thing or two. Something. Yeah, it's...
Okay, Jeff, let's see what Casper says, okay? Okay.
Little man, can you see anything?
Oh, hi. God.
Yes.
What can you see, little boy?
Bed.
A bed?
Chair.
You can see a bed and a chair. I think we might be entering into some sort of living room, living quarters or something.
Is it not?
He's gone mad.
Is it not?
He's gone mad.
Is it not think, weird?
Can you see any people,
anybody
Casper?
Else that this is can finished you? And it's supposedly a mine?
No.
Okay.
Just bed.
Sound. Okay.
A chair.
Okay, we're going to come to you. You stay there. Stay there, good boy.
Yeah.
I'll come to you.
Us. I'm not going to lie to you.
Don't you dare.
Lads, it's all right. There's no one down here. So I'm going to keep walking down to find Casper.
You do. He's gone. He's
I'm
gone.
Not going to lie to you. Us dwarves know a bit of a thing or two about mining.
Yeah, it's a steady sort of...
You're going to walk into something.
Us dwarves know a thing or two about mining, and it is a bit strange to me that this is all finished and then been sealed off. It doesn't seem like a mine. It seems like a bit of a bunker.
Well, it's beautifully rendered. The grouting is excellent.
So our heroes have found their way into the mine, but only after they left Yennefer behind. And so now they must press on to the fort, while giving the dangers ahead not one thought. To get to the bottom of this strange mystery, and maybe meet Mr. Balon Parktree. Whatever awaits, will they be ready or... Find out next time! On Roll Britannia.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.